ledge. We're on a riser. That would be bad.
You got a chiropractor here. You're
and okay. I would hate to have to pay you workman's comp. Because, you know,
there ain't no work.
Did you bring your helmet? Put your helmet on.
Yeah, put my helmet on.
And listen, we're going to take a break. We're coming up on Blog Talk Radio. I think you can call in today. The number is 347-945-5229. And Gary and Jeff are in the studio. Take us out to break. Thank you.
Shopaholics and people who hate shopping have one thing in common. Neither likes to shop for insurance. At Grange Insurance, we get that. That's why we recommend buying through independent agents.
Let Crab Insurance Agency do the shopping for you. Crab Insurance will look at a variety of insurance companies and recommend only the best ones. Companies like Grange. Call the Crab Insurance Agency in Salem at 330-332-1586.
Products not available in all states.
I'm Julio Flores with your headline news. A grand jury has charged a suspect less than 1 week after a Warren man was murdered in his mother's home. The Trumbull County Grand Jury handed up an indictment on Thursday charging 49-year-old Gregory Brewer with aggravated murder, aggravated robbery, and tampering with evidence. Brewer is to be arraigned Friday morning for killing 55-year-old Dominic Bufano. A man pulled a handgun inside the Cashland in Midlothian Boulevard Tuesday morning and ordered all three employees to empty their cash drawers into the bag. What the robber didn't know is that one of the bundles of cash in his bag of loot contained a hidden GPS tracking device. Authorities traced the stolen loot along I-680 to Youngstown's north side. Using the description of the suspect, police arrested 32-year-old Lisson Edge in the parking lot of the Enterprise car rental at Raven and Fifth Avenues just minutes after the robbery. For WSOM News, I'm Julio Flores.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Now, during the Summer Spectacular Sales Event, find great deals on the full line of Ford vehicles. For details, visit your local Ford dealer or driveoneohio.com.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-942-0697. 800-942-0697.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Obama gives this speech, and he drones on and on and on about the future, about his vision. State of the Union speech. He's talking about the future. He's painting a picture. He's creating an image. If we just had more taxes, if we just had more government, more programs, more departments, more agencies, if we just had more, paradise would be here.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Well, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM, AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And if you want to, please come out here and see us live. We'll be here today and tomorrow from 9 until noon today and from 9 until 11 tomorrow. We've got a caller coming in, and hopefully Blog Talk is working well. Good morning, 440. How are you?
I'm doing good. Did you milk the cow
Welcome
yesterday?
To Tracy and Friends at the Canfield Fair.
Yes, I know. I know. I seen you yesterday. I walked by. I waved at you.
Why didn't you come in and say hi?
Because you were acting furiously because you were having problems.
So
yesterday.
What?
Huh?
I can have problems and be furious and speak to people.
With the hookup. You did see me.
You can come and say
hi. I have the tan cowboy hat on with the jean jacket and the jeans.
Do you know you look like everyone else at the Cannesville Fair? If you had on a cowboy hat and a pair of blue jeans and a shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't stop and say hi.
I know, I'm hurt.
You didn't even bring us something to eat.
Okay, you're hurt. You guys.
So now you got to come back out tomorrow and see us, for real. Introduce yourself.
Because we want to know who you are.
Yeah. We want to shake your hand.
I was going to say something. I'm going to hold off today. Did you milk the cow? You can go down and milk the cow. My hand.
I haven't got her down there yet. I've been trying really hard.
Get her down there.
I milk cows.
She'll show you how to grab them and milk them down, and the whole deal is fun.
You know what you can do with, you know what I can do? I can go to a dairy farm and milk a cow. I do not come to the farm or the fair to milk cows. I come here to do radio. I come here to eat. I come to socialize. I come here to see people, people watch, and politics.
But if you go to Mr. Martig's farm, you're not going to get to milk a cow by hand. And that.
How do you know that?
Because I know Martig's, and I know how they're. I know their dairy setup. You ain't getting, you just ain't going to, the system can't take that much time.
I mean, the system can't take much time. I might be good at it.
They use machines. They use machines. But
in fact, I think they've got automatic put-her-oners and take-her-offers.
Yep.
For the machines.
Really?
Yeah.
I know they got automatic take-offs.
How do they know when the cow's done?
Because the amount of flow that comes through the sensor, the amount of flow of milk, when it slows down to a certain point, the machine takes it off.
Yeah, the pressure. The pressure will drop the cups off. You didn't think I knew this
stuff.
Oh,
wow.
I know this stuff. Yeah, but you get, at the Cannesville Fair, you get to go over there and put your hands right on the tits and do it. And milk them.
I'm not even going to go
that
there.
Doesn't sound good for me.
Not even go.
The proper term.
That's not my cup of tea.
She's
the proper term is
this
tea.
Is a family show.
The proper term is tea.
Now I'm craving donuts.
That's not Mason. I know. That's not, that doesn't sound appealing.
That was a grammatical flub. I'm sorry. That's what I call them. That's what my friends call them. So I apologize for that one. And there you go.
Look, my milk better come from a. My milk better come from a bottle in the refrigerator. I don't want to know on all this other stuff.
But Mark, originally it came from a cow on a farm.
That wasn't made in the laboratory.
You can get it straight from the spigot.
No.
Mark, you can
but
get it straight from the spigot.
But they modified in the laboratory. But, you know, I...
How's your garden?
Growing like crazy. It's beautiful.
You know, next year you can actually enter your items in the fair to be judged.
I'd rather just eat it.
What are you growing, Matt?
Oh, we're growing bell peppers, Swiss chard, sugar snap peas, cucumbers, tomatoes, kale, beets, all that good stuff.
You know, I had beets for the first time. I had beets for the first time last week.
How'd you like them?
You know what? My mother used to make beets when I was younger, and they, you know, and I took one little bite, and they were absolutely god awful. So I was at an event, and they gave a roasted beet salad. Oh my gosh, were they good?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
You know, I've never had, you know, I'd have borscht when I was in Russia. We'd have borscht every day, but you know, the roasted beets were terrific. Now, and I have a new favorite thing. I got some recipes that I'm going to try to make them.
Because I like pickled beets. I like beets. I can't believe it. Wait a minute. You just had beets, and he's the first time at the Campbell Fair.
Yeah, I just never ate beets. And the guy I was sitting with, it was kind of an uppity event, and I was sitting there, and he looked at the beets, and his name was Mark, too, and I said, are you going to eat them? And he looked at me, and he said, I don't know. I said, well, I'll try them if you try them, because we've got to be polite, and they were just outstanding. And they roast them for about an hour, and it gets caramelized. They're sweet, and they had a little orange juice on them, and it was very, very good.
Hey, Eric, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. How do elephant ears?
I don't eat them.
Oh, really?
No, I don't like those.
My favorite attraction.
Pardon me?
That's my favorite thing to eat at the fair.
Oh, no. I don't like funnel cakes, none of that. I like the dumpling, corn dogs, the sausage sandwiches.
Oh, I can do sausage sandwiches, too.
But I don't like the rest.
I like elephant ears.
You like elephant ears?
Yeah. You can buy one and you can split them up.
Now, they have good donuts, and they have good taffy here, but I'm behaving.
Well, the doc is here. We all have to be good today.
You're right, Mark. You do.
On a break, I should take him around and show him the sights.
trying to ruin me, huh?
Mark, what you're talking about is kind of like taking your AA sponsor around to the bars.
Good analogy.
Yeah, I think that's the idea. That is. Oh, my. School is starting back. And, Doc Mason, you'll be back here in a couple of weeks. But immunization.
Okay.
Mark, you can't do that up here. You're too close to the mic.
Okay.
We hear everything.
Okay.
What do we? Because I know a lot of people don't immunize. What can they do to keep their children safe and keep other children safe? Because there's a lot of things transferring between kids.
Proper hygiene for number one.
What? Take a bath.
Washing your hands. Taking a bath.
That's on Saturday.
And then the other part of that equation is to optimize your nutritional status, eat healthy foods, fill in the gaps with supplements, and keep your spine and nervous system healthy. That's a big part with keeping your immune system and keeping your body healthy.
And that will help because I know a lot of people are not getting their children immunized. And there are people that are for and there are people against it. But if they don't get their children immunized, they need to have a better, healthy lifestyle. You can't just not immunize and just go on a free-for-all. Am I correct?
That's right. I mean, a lot of people are unhealthy. I mean, they're eating poor foods. They're eating processed foods, they're eating junk, and their immune systems are weak. And then, our bodies are stronger than any bug or any viruses that are out there. Our bodies, we've been around for thousands of years. Our bodies are a miraculous, wonderful machine, providing we take care of them. And, there's always a heated argument between to immunize or not to immunize. I wouldn't immunize my children, but that's me. There's things that I would do that other people wouldn't do. And vice versa, but all I encourage people to do is become an informed consumer and do your research before you just take everyone's word on regarding that these are safe or not.
Yeah, but Doc, aren't we compromising our immune systems by overusing antiseptics? All the hand sanitizers and all this stuff. Because I've always been told farm kids don't get E. coli because they're around it all the time.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, we're overusing antibiotics, antiseptics,
Antibacterial soaps? No, I mean, you should just use soap. That's all you need. So we're creating antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria, and we're creating all these superbugs and superbacteria because of man tampering with Mother Nature.
Speaking of antibacterial, there are people who are, I think, are addicted to hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. They wash their hands. They sanitize their hands. I was always taught that that's not always good because healthy bacteria is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it breaks down your immune system so that your body will not fight off foreign matter if you keep yourself too sterile.
Yeah, you're right. The problem is too many people are chasing bugs and chasing symptoms instead of looking at the terrain, which is your body. You know, if you keep the terrain, you keep your body strong and healthy, it's going to defeat any of these bugs and bacteria. So it's just like when people, you know, their kids and everything, they're worrying about them, you know, touching this or touching that. Well, I think that's the best thing you can do, is raise your children, let them play in the dirt and eat the dirt to a degree, you know. I mean, that's what strengthens and bolsters your immune system.
Well, have we become a nation of germaphobes?
I think so. Then anytime we get sick, we're demanding antibiotics or we're demanding a drug instead of actually looking at strengthening our body. I mean, look what we're eating. I mean, look what we're eating, and look how sick everyone is. I mean, it's not because of drug deficiencies. We need to take responsibility for our health and get back on track.
Are we any sicker, or is the medical profession just coming up with new sicknesses that we didn't have years ago? I mean, you know,
no,
it seems like they're coming out with a new illness, restless leg syndrome. You know, I mean, it seems like either they come up with a drug and then they come out with a sickness to go with the drug, or they come up with a sickness so they can come up with a drug.
Right. It seems like every sign and symptom and sickness that we have is being approached as a drug deficiency. And, yeah, I mean, I think we are sicker. I think we're getting sicker every year. And it's really coming down to what we're putting in our mouth. And, sure, I think these drugs are, majority of the drugs are causing more harm than good, because no one's, you know, everyone's trained into thinking that the doctors and the drugs and surgery and high-tech wizardry is going to come and save them from health problems that they pretty much inflicted upon themselves.
Was it you that put up on Facebook the other day that picture? A guy had a T-shirt on. It said, "I have this condition because I'm taking this drug, because I'm taking this drug, because I'm taking this drug." And the last thing, the last line was, "because I refuse to eat right and exercise."
Yes. Yeah, so... One drug begets another side effect, right? So you got side effects upon side effects. And, you know, I was talking to a pharmacist researcher, and I said, you know, we pretty much have a good idea what happens with side effects when a person is on one drug. I said, but what happens with side effects when we're on two, three, four, or more drugs? And he looked at me, and, you know, I knew what the answer was, but he says, you know, we have no idea. It's a grand experiment. It's a grand experiment when people are on two or more drugs as far as what's going on in their body.
Do you know there are people that are on 20-plus drugs?
Yeah, the most I've ever seen in my practice was 17 drugs. That's a lot of drugs. And people need to understand these drugs. Sure, am I against drugs? No. I mean, drugs can save your life. They're for acute medical problems. They're good for some unique gene-related disorders. But for prevention and for a lot of these chronic diseases, they're worthless and they're causing more harm than good. I mean, they're oxidizing in your body. They're poisoning your enzyme system to shut off certain pathways in your body. I hate to break it to people, but they are not making you healthier. They're not making your cells function better. Our bodies were designed to run on vitamins and nutrients and healthy food. And so you have to go back to your roots and learn how to detoxify your body, learn how to optimize your health, keep a healthy functioning spine, which is affecting your nervous system. So those are things you want to do to maintain health.
so that'll work, huh?
That will work.
I'm doing good.
Don't violate the laws of nature, right? We're violating the laws of nature. We're putting stuff in our bodies we shouldn't be putting in. We're watching violence on the news day in, day out, watching violence on the TV. If other things we're watching, we're not getting enough rest. We don't socialize anymore like we used to. Everything's social media now on a computer. We don't get out, and we're not with friends and family. We don't even know our neighbors. Those are all components of being well.
Well, listen, I've got a train wreck going on behind me, and I don't know where it's coming from.
Sounds like a bunch of kids. You know, maybe it's a band that's getting ready to march.
Maybe it's my fan club.
Whose fan club?
Mine.
Yours?
Yeah, I might have a fan club here.
The kids are there.
They may have followed me. You don't know.
You just got here.
It doesn't take much.
Listen, I'm glad that I was behind you.
Me too, because
coming into
a long
fair.
Walk. Long walk. The show would have been over.
Dr. Matt to meet me at gate F.
Yeah.
He comes into the gate and parks.
Okay.
It would have been a long
and I
walk.
Stop that car.
So you got him up closer.
Yes, I got him up at gate F. No, he was at when you first come into the fair.
Yeah, that's where they made me park it because I told him I was supposed to be up here, and they said you don't got a sticker. So yeah, I'm clear out at the front.
Why are you at the front?
By 46. Because that's where they told me I had to park because my boss didn't get me a sticker so I could get any closer.
You mean
I don't
have
a sticker?
Where did
you tell him that you're trying to get to gate F?
I didn't have a sticker.
You just have to know your way around.
I told the guy I needed to get the gate up. He said, no sticker, you park right here. And he had a gun.
But you came up over there.
Sorry. Listen to the man with the gun.
Was he a real cop or a rent-a-cop? That's the question.
How many bullets did he have in his gun?
Or was he like Barney Fife?
He was a county sheriff, and I'm sure he was carrying a 16-shot Glock, which is probably something not to argue with.
Right. I agree. I concur.
I agree.
I parked in the kid's driveway and hiked it.
Yeah. You know, I would park at the kid's driveway, too.
Yeah.
But I have to drive too far through Canfield to get there.
Well, that, you know, it's not particularly close. That's a hike over to his house. I mean, it's you're almost better off in the fair lots, but, you know.
Well, I park at gate F. Rick was saying that I should have parked right out back here.
Yeah.
But I don't have. They won't let me.
You know, the band is behind us over here. I'm seeing the shadow. I see a clarinet.
Oh, yeah.
And I see, this is exciting.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I can hardly wait till they start.
Okay. So in a moment, I hear the band is going to start, and it's going to be interesting how we're going to compete with the band.
We're not. That's right.
You're not.
Well, I imagine they usually march through here. I mean, I don't think they just stand back there and play. They'll march around.
So will we win?
As long as they're playing good music, I mean, that's kind of neat.
I could have brought my saxophone and joined in if I would have known. I didn't know we were going to be here.
Do you play the saxophone?
You can always bring your sax.
I didn't know he played the saxophone.
Yeah.
That's my favorite instrument.
Jeff and I could have jumped in.
Wow.
We know we can make that happen.
That's
Jeff
great.
Won't let me sing with him. But they may let you play.
They might.
It is amazing how this place fills up.
Yeah.
It's filling up quickly, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'll be a busy day.
Oh, I'm hearing the drums.
Too. I'm going to win this fight.
No, you're not. Or let them play out.
Yeah, let them play.
Okay. Let them play?
Let them
strike
play.
Up the band.
This is talk radio.
Yeah, I know it's talk radio, but the band, what, do you know what band it is?
High school marching band.
Yeah. You
know. Oh, it's Band-Aid. There's all the bands here.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Band-Aid today.
There's tons of bands here.
Oh,
yeah.
There they go. They're marching. They got blue.
Well, we know they're not Portman.
They might be Poland.
They're not South Range.
They
might be Hubbard.
They got four tubas. I don't know if that's Poland.
It might be Poland. Hubbard would be bigger. What school is it, Rick?
I couldn't say.
It could be Springfield, too.
There we go.
Because that's a small school also.
I thought I'd like to hear some band music, and I'm hearing, you know, cadence.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. We are broadcasting live from the Canfield Fair. There's a goat. Listen, they came over here and cut the grass this morning.
No, it's either a market goat or a dairy goat. If it's a market goat, it's going to be on somebody's table next week, and if it's a dairy goat, it's going to be in milk next week.
I never knew that they exercise the animals. Where did that come from?
Well, you have to exercise. For one thing, you have to train them so you can show them properly, because if you don't train them, they won't lead, and then you end up with.
If you want a healthy animal, you gotta walk them. Just like if you want to be healthy, you gotta walk.
Okay, we're always talking about nature. I only have a few minutes before I go to break. But God didn't go walk the animals.
They got to exercise on their own. Problem is we're raising sick animals, and in turn we're consuming those sick animals, and we become sick. Imagine that.
Because we're not exercising the animals?
We're raising them in an unhealthy way. A lot of them are. Unhealthy foods. Unhealthy foods, lack of exercise for the animal, they're pinned up.
Hey, Stix.
Yes.
Do the animals do Zumba?
No, the animals don't do Zumba.
What about kettlebell?
No.
I thought they did that.
No, but my sister, when we had cows when I was a kid, my sister had one of our dairy cows that she trained. She rode it like a horse.
Oh, yeah? That's
yeah. Yeah, she had she put a halter on it, and it would just like a horse.
Well, I saw a video on that the other day, I think on Facebook. She was a little girl was riding a cow and was jumping over the the little fence thing.
Yeah. Cattle are actually very, very intelligent animals.
You know, so they do Pilates, right?
Hey, explain this to me. I saw this the other day. In Michigan, they modified the right to farm law so you couldn't raise, so that they could zone you out of raising chickens in your backyard. How come you can have a 100-pound Great Dane on a city lot, but you can't have a half a dozen chickens?
Yeah, doesn't make sense.
One you can eat and one you can't.
You've been to Korea, have you?
And we want you to go to the store and buy eggs.
Seriously, where are we headed? Now, the healthiest thing people can eat is what they raise themselves.
Right. Yep.
I don't raise anything myself. At least Matt grows a garden. My neighbors raise them. My neighbors all have gardens. You know, the one guy spends a lot of time and a lot of money on his garden. It's probably the most expensive tomatoes you're ever going to get because the time and effort that goes into growing the tomatoes.
That's like I had friends at Turkey Hunt. They figured it out. One of my buddies figured it out. I think it came out to like $75 a pound.
Wow. See how many chickens? Millions of chickens were sent into China now to be processed and to be brought back.
Yeah, I haven't figured out how that can be profitable.
What kind of
they kill them here, freeze them, send them over there, process them, and send them back. They're certainly not sending them over there live.
I hear they're sending them over there live, from what I understand.
I just can't.
Okay.
Wait,
I got to take a break. But I have a question to ask you. Can you wait until after the break before you leave?
Absolutely.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. I'm going to take a break. We're going to be back. Dr. Mason is here from Mason Wellness. Dr. Mason, what is the phone number?
330-219-6250, or catch us on the web at masonwellness.com or Mason Wellness Center on Facebook.
And we'll see you in a minute.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
A matter of national security. That's why the FBI and the U.S. Secret Service are now investigating whether any organized crime rings were involved, whether the attack originated in Russia.
Federal authorities are concerned about a growing hacking threat from overseas. Ukraine says Russian forces have invaded parts of eastern Ukraine. Government forces retreated after being fired on. The country's president called an emergency meeting of Ukrainian security officials today. New signs of growth for the U.S. economy. The latest estimate of second quarter growth is out. Output rising at an annual rate of 4.2%. That's pretty strong, but it came after a decline in the first 3 months of this year. Stability returning to the U.S. housing market with fewer foreclosures and sales of distressed properties. According to RealtyTrack's numbers for July,
home prices look roughly in line with their long-term norms, and very importantly, far fewer people are falling behind on their payments.
That's Jed Kolko of the real estate firm Trulia. The Ebola crisis in West Africa is showing no signs of slowing down. ABC News Chief Health and Medical Editor Dr. Richard Besser went to Monrovia.
Unable to control Ebola's spread, last week the government quarantined an entire slum.
They've been in this compound for 7 days.
Eight days.
Why? It's like you're in prison.
Medical centers are severely strained by the Ebola outbreak in Liberia. The National Institutes of Health in this country says it's launching the safety trial of a new vaccine. This is ABC News.
Where in the world does your family's story begin? Find out for free this Labor Day weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access to more than a billion newly released records from 67 countries, but only for a limited time. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. Anytime this Wednesday through Monday only, and you'll have free access to newly released records. Take your family history search beyond America's borders and search birth, marriage, migration, and death records from all over the world. Don't miss this opportunity to search absolutely free. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Monday, Labor Day weekend, and discover something remarkable. Hurry, unlimited free access is only available for a short time. What will you discover with free access to a whole world of family history? Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
At least two young men who went on to become terrorists went to the same high school in suburban Minneapolis. Details from ABC's Scott Goldberg.
In the Twin Cities, Douglas McCain was arrested several times for minor infractions, but his cousin Kenyatta said no one would have guessed he'd end up dying in battle with a group like ISIS.
All of this is not him.
One of his high school classmates, Troy Castigar, appeared in this recruiting video for the terror group Al-Shabaab before he was killed in Somalia.
This is a real Disneyland.
Both went to Robbinsdale Cooper High School just outside Minneapolis. David Brom is the principal.
No indication while they were students of ours that they would turn to violence.
It's believed dozens of young men have left the Twin Cities for Somalia. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt were married over the weekend in a French town. That's according to a spokesman for the couple. Jolie and Pitt apparently wed in a small chapel in a private ceremony attended by family and friends. This is ABC News.
Since 1936, AFT's goal has been your complete satisfaction and has become the nation's number one destination for electronics and appliances for free delivery on thousands of items. Visit abt.com. AFT, pleasing people since 1936.
For state-of-the-art made-for-iPhone hearing aids, call Centers for Hearing Care, 888-866-HEAR, 888-866-HEAR.
Where in the world does your family's story begin? Find out for free this Labor Day weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access to more than a billion newly released records from 67 countries, but only for a limited time. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. Anytime this Wednesday through Monday only, and you'll have free access to newly released records. Take your family history search beyond America's borders and search birth, marriage, migration, and death records from all over the world. Don't miss this opportunity to search absolutely free. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Monday, Labor Day weekend, and discover something remarkable. Hurry, unlimited free access is only available for a short time. What will you discover with free access to a whole world of family history? Visit TryAncestry.com. That's T-R-Y Ancestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, anti-free market, and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Catch Dennis Miller, noon to 3, weekdays, right here on News Talk AM 600 WSOM. Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And it's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock here on the 28th of August 2014. And we are broadcasting live from the Canfield Fair. It is the 168th Fair. And it is great to be out here again. I want to thank Cumulus for allowing us to be a part of their family and be in their tent to broadcast live here in, and I was going to say in studio, but in studio there's Gary, and he's handling the board. I think Jeff is somewhere out here probably trying to pilfer food. I've got Mark Mangi here. I've got Sticks here. And Dr. Mason is with us today also. And I asked him to come in. He's a part of Tracy and Friends. He only comes on the second Thursday of the month. But since we're broadcasting live, I want to make sure that we had it came out here. And now we know that we had a first with Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Because he's never been to the Canfield Fair.
That's amazing. How can
you
grow up in this area? I mean, I'm from Carrollton, and we used to come up here when I was a kid.
I don't know. We always went to Trumbull County. That's... Apparently we weren't allowed
to. Well, we went to Trumbull County, too, though. I mean, you got to understand, too, I mean, we show dairy cattle all over the state. So,
Sticks, get off of the cattle.
That's what the reason for the fair. That's the only reason you have a fair is for the cattle.
Well, stay right there for a minute, because I wanted to ask Dr. Mason a couple questions. Speaking about cattle and meat and protein. In the grocery stores now, I'm finding out a lot of our meat and fishes are being imported. I don't understand in America, with as much grain, land, farmers, we would import those. I don't understand.
I don't either. Sticks may be able to elaborate on this, too, but I think first and foremost we need to buy and support local. We need to know where our food's coming from, because a lot of these imports, they don't have our health and well-being in as far as what kind of produce, livestock, and everything that you're producing. And same thing with China. They were caught mixing contaminated beef in with other beef, you know, and it's being sold to all these fast food restaurants and everything over here in the United States. So you know, buy locals, support local farmers, and know where your food's coming from. That's the best I can tell you.
Well, the seafood stuff, a lot of that is a lot of that stuff is raised, ranch raised. So
yeah, farm
you know,
raised.
Farm
so we
raised,
can't have
raised.
A farm in the United States of America because of regulations or what?
Well, that's a lot of it. There's a lot of regulations that go into like shrimp farming and fish farming in general. A lot of regulation. I mean that's probably the biggest reason that a lot of this stuff is leaving is just because of the regulation. The runoff regulations are just getting so onerous to have any. See, what has happened is because the consumer is demanding such a low cost food product, the old farming methods, you can't make a profit with the old farming methods anymore. So farmers basically either had to get big or get out. When you get bigger or get out, when you get big, your field sizes get bigger. Your livestock operations get bigger, and you end up with runoff problems, such as we had up in Toledo with the algae bloom. I mean, when I was a kid, if you were milking 100 dairy cows, you were milking a lot of cows. I mean, nobody milked 100 cows. And now you're part-time working a job, and your wife's working a job if you're milking 100 cows. Now people are milking 1,500, 2,000 cows. And with the scope, and we're talking family farms here. You know, we're talking, for example, the Mardik family.
Yeah.
You know, that's a family operation. The whole family's involved. It's a huge operation, but you got to remember they're feeding about 15 families off of that operation.
Yeah.
And where in the old days you would have 15 husband and wife teams running a farm, milking 35, 40 cows, now you have one huge operation in one place feeding all of those families. But it's still technically a family farm.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and back to the seafood and the fish, all that. You know, wild caught obviously is way healthier for you than and farm raised.
Really?
Yeah, because wild caught they're eating what they're supposed to be eating in nature. They're eating a healthy diet. But if they're farm-raised, they're eating a lot of soy pellets and things like that, which are unhealthy. They're being treated with a lot of antibiotics to try to keep lice and disease down. And these soy diets are high concentration of soy has a high concentration of omega-6 fatty acids, which are very inflammatory to the body. And we're talking about inflammatory, cardiovascular disease is a big component of that. So you have to, like I said, you know, I know we don't live in the ideal world anymore, but you have to try to eat as healthy as you can and keep things as close to nature as you can.
Catfish, another example is catfish. You buy farm-raised catfish, it's corn-fed. Wild catfish do not eat corn.
Corn. Exactly.
Wild catfish eat other fish.
Right. So they're not genetically designed to eat corn. And if you want to make a cow fat, you feed them corn, right? And the same thing what people are doing. They're eating corns and grain and eating catfish that were fed corn. So we're all holding on to the feed bag.
Now listen, don't be talking about corn. Corn is okay. Corn on the cob is okay, right? Isn't it?
Cows will eat corn on the cob.
It's okay.
You throw corn on the cob in front of a cow, they'll eat it.
They say you can put almost anything in front of a cow and he'll eat it.
Not almost anything, but they will eat almost anything.
I've heard cases though of these farms force feeding these cows full of corn and grain, and because they're not genetically designed to consume that amount of corn, because they're supposed to be eating primarily grass, that they actually have to stick tubes down the cow's throat to allow the gas to escape. Have you ever heard of that?
An animal will founder. A cow will founder itself, and it's not by force feeding. Cows are one of the few animals that'll eat themselves to death. And if a cow, if we would have a cow that would accidentally get into the feed room, they'll sit there and they'll eat that grain until they founder themselves. And, yeah, then you do have to come in and vent the stomach, yes.
But now what if you have grass-fed cows?
Well, they'll do the same thing on alfalfa. You don't dare turn a herd of dairy cows out or a herd of cattle out on a field of wet alfalfa because it'll do the exact same thing.
Now they're doing genetically modified alfalfa. You see that?
Well, I don't know about genetically modified. I know about hybrids,
alfalfa?
But I don't know about genetically modified.
Yeah, they're doing GMO now. Yeah.
Why would they modify alfalfa?
Alfalfa
isn't that like grow like
probably
a weed?
I don't know. You know, there's a farm out in Texas. I forget the city. It starts with an N. But the grass is actually producing cyanide gas, and it killed a handful of the cattle out there. And it's still under investigation to try to figure out, how this grass is producing cyanide. But, they're speculation that it might be genetically modified grasses or whatever that may have been cross-contamination from other farms or whatever down the road, because this farm's been here for 25 years, even though they weren't like an organic farm. But, this grass is producing cyanide gas.
Do you think it's producing cyanide gas, or you just think it's pulling the cyanide out of the... Because cyanide's naturally formed in the soil.
Yeah, it's not pulling out of the soil. I mean, cyanide, lead, arsenic, mercury, tin, aluminum, those are found in small, minute amounts.
I mean,
soil.
We're having our houses test for radon now.
Yeah.
Whoever, and that's just a naturally produced gas. And
but
whoever thought about doing that 40 years ago.
Yeah, right. But no, this isn't pulling out of the soil. I mean, this guy's farmer's been farming for 25 years, and now these cattle are getting sick and dying from, so I'll wait to see what the end result is on the research. I don't know what's going on with it now.
But I would say if there is genetically modified alfalfa, it's probably to make it weevil resistant. Alfalfa weevil resistant would probably be. Normally, from what I've seen, the GMO stuff is normally to make it pest resistant.
Yeah.
Which,
well,
and it's kind of a
test.
It's kind of a trade-off, though, because...
I got to take a couple calls, but don't you need the pests?
No.
Pests are good.
No, they're not.
Pests make you better.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They destroy your crop.
Like one of me.
They destroy your crop.
Well, there's been nothing proven to be of benefit for GMO, as far as I'm concerned, as far as people's health.
We're going to have that debate.
We're going to have to have that debate.
Greg Sharp
on GMO and non-GMO.
No, I'll get Greg Sharp in here. He's the geneticist, not me.
So we have to have that debate.
Okay,
I can guarantee you right now, I do know you cannot get the yields out of non-BT corn that you can get out of BT corn.
I don't care about yields. I care about people's health.
But you got to make a living, and besides, look how many people that we can feed.
But I don't.
Just
I don't,
so
I don't
wait a minute, guys. Hold it. Wait a minute. Hold it. Okay.
I mean,
question. We have the most unhealthy, most obese people on the planet in the United States of America. If we, you, Rick, if we actually had more things that were natural, not because the price goes up, but because you have to pay attention, and it wasn't in such mass population, we didn't supersize everything, would it be better for us, and would we change our diet to eat what we need and not exactly what we want? So instead of having a whole, I mean, you see a potato now. Potatoes are as big as my arm. And by the time you get done with the butter and the sour cream and the chives, and then the steak is as big as the plate, would we, if we didn't have all the GMOs, would we eat differently?
I don't think we'd eat any differently because, the society's changed. You know, I think what a glass of pop in the 60s was what, 6 ounces? If you bought a glass of pop?
And it was a treat.
Yeah.
It was a treat.
Yeah, you didn't go to McDonald's 5 days a week for lunch.
Right.
You know, you put leftovers from last night's supper in your bag, and that's what you took. I think it's more of a lifestyle and a societal problem than it is the food.
We're being overfed and undernourished. We're getting lots and lots of calories, but there's no nutrition in it. So everything's been processed and depleted, And that's why everyone's keeping eating and eating and eating, because your body's, your cells are craving nutrients at the cell level, and they're not getting them, so people keep sucking down food and putting on weight and getting all these chronic illnesses and cancer.
You know, Mark, you're older than I am, but I don't remember when I was a kid anything ever coming out of a box. Mom never cooked anything came out of a box.
Well, outside of cereal, no. Cereal and rice. Well, I mean, there was that kind of thing in the box. And we would have a lot of canned food when I was growing up. We had canned peas, canned beans, canned peaches, canned this, canned that. And then whatever the meat was, you know, they would cook it and then cook it some more and then cook it some more to make sure it was cooked.
Yeah.
And it, you know. It,
yeah, my mom does that still.
My mom made macaroni and cheese from scratch. If we had macaroni and cheese, she took macaroni out of the box, but she took milk and cheese and I don't know what else, and she made macaroni and cheese. Who makes macaroni and cheese out of a box?
We did when I was in law school. We ate a lot of Kraft dinner.
You haven't heard of the Kraft Company?
And it wasn't bad. I mean, it was, you know, you got this, then you put this powdered stuff in it, then you put a little bit of milk in it. And
you're right, Doc. It is addictive.
Hold on, guys. I got to go. Wait a minute. Let me do this. I'm not taking a break yet. Bonnie, your mic is on. 831, your mic is on. I guess they got tired of waiting.
I guess.
Hold on. South Carolina, your mic is on. Good morning.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine, but I'm highly disappointed, Tracy. You said something on the air that just crushed me. It really crushed me. I'm not going to be coming to South Carolina on a later date. and then on top of that, insult to injury, Bubba is crying. He is sobbing. He is bawling over here.
You got the church reserved and everything, don't you? Everything, don't you, South Carolina?
Everything ready for you. Yep, he's ready for you, baby.
Bubba is not a good name. We have to change the name.
Bubba.
Don't you guys have it like it? John, Sam?
Oh, you got Claudine.
Bubba is not a good name.
Clovis?
Like Cleophas?
Yeah,
no.
I know a Cleophas.
I do, too. And listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. When I come back, I'm going to pick up my phone calls. I've got Dr. Mason. I've got Mark Manji. Jeff is out hunting for food, I see. And Six is here, and we'll be right back.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center Find the Green Witch Workshop catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM, online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
I'm on a diet.
I can see it, I can eat it.
Oh, guys.
We're alive.
Do me a favor, turn that mic off if you're not going to be using it. Jeff, turn your mic off, Jeff, if you're not using it. Because 6 and 9, are you going to use it?
Jeez, oh man.
Oh, man.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And we're live at the Canfield Fair. And it's always good to be at the Canfield Fair and be broadcasting live. And again, I want to thank the Cumulus family, the Radio Center, and all the staff for making it work. Yesterday we had some technical difficulties, but today we didn't have any. I was running late and came in and sat down. And it was all done, and I want to thank them for doing that. 314, good morning, Pianchi.
Good morning, Tracy. How are you and your guests?
We're doing well.
Yeah, I can tell. I was going to ask Sticks why he's there at the fair, see if they have any mules for sale. If any Missouri Jennies down there by chance. But, you know, you made mention about receiving goods that's produced from other countries. And that's basically due to your trade agreements and the attempt to try to have a balance in trade. So we all know that the agriculture industry here in the United States is hell-bent on trying to feed the world with grains and other products. But, you know, the world also wants to try to have access to U.S. markets too. So therefore, that's why you see the influx of products produced and growing in other areas. And I don't see nothing wrong with
it. Let me ask you a thing. Bianchi, why is it that there's such regulation on American farmers, but we know that the regulations that are coming in from imports aren't overregulated? I don't understand.
Well, that's policy. That's agencies, a power that's given through agencies, passed down through congressional statutes, and that's what you see. Now, other countries may not have the type of stipulations that you find on things that are produced here in the United States. And I agree with you, there is some problem. Now, you mentioned about farm-grown, controlled-grown fish. You know, there's an African-American there in Maryland who have the largest indoor organic fish farm in the country. And every last fish that he grows, there's somebody there to buy. So I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, but my
now,
question
I tell
is...
You one, I tell you one thing. Now, I'm
why
for
over-regulate?
Having product... Well, I agree with you. I'm for having products labeled so that consumers know exactly what it is that they're buying. We know the job of the FDA, Federal Drug Administration. We know the job of the Federal Agriculture Administration as they try to make sure that the products that's being consumed by American consumers are safe and it won't cause any problems. But I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Well, Bianchi, what I don't understand is why can't we just get the governments out of this stuff and allow the free market to do what it's supposed to do? We can't grow sugar in the 48 contiguous United States, but we have a sugar subsidies and a sugar tariff to make sure that Cuban sugar is more expensive. Why not let each country grow what each country can grow well and trade back and forth like civilized people?
Well, I agree with you. I would like to have that too. But, you know, as far as, you have Americans who like to have strawberries in the dead of winter. Well, strawberries don't grow in this country in the dead of winter, so therefore you got to import them. And, you know, you can't get away from that.
Well, I agree, and strawberries in the dead of winter should be imported from someplace else. But the thing is, if we're bringing in from South America, then our strawberries that we grow here in our city are going back to South America then, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's the whole thing about balanced trade.
So why do we need governments passing tariffs and rules and stuff to keep honest people from trading with each other?
Well, I think that if you had honest people, that was the only involvement in the agriculture business, then I could agree with you. But now we have corporations that's involved in the agriculture business. You have other entities that's involved in it. And you have to have a mechanism there to protect the consumer. I'm sure you're aware of the problems that can result if you have just a contamination of salmonella in some products. I see the checks and balances that exist. You know, it's very difficult. It's easy for a company to put out a product in a run, and they can trace that run and just about pinpoint where each one of those containers, each one of those cans, each one of those packages, what store got it, where they're located, so they can pull it off the shelf so no further damage is done. Checks and balances like that are needed. Some of the ones that cause unduly strain in the production of food, wanting to govern, some silly things like saying that your children can't work on the farm. I agree with you on that too, Sticks.
Well, what I mean, yeah, being able to follow the processors, I understand that, but I don't remember any of this stuff, the salmonella poisoning or any of those problems years ago, and I don't know what's changed in the way we distribute food to end up with these problems.
mine's not the question. Hold on, Bianchi. That's not my mind is. There are problems that arise, but American citizens should be able to start a agricultural farm, raise cattle, raise chickens, raise fish, have the oversight of the Food and Drug Administration, and have health department so that you know that you're getting healthy foods that's not being cross-contaminated. And instead of going to market. But we know in other countries, they are not as strict as the United States government. So why in the world would they allow the import of those foods that be so strict on American citizens so they can't compete?
Well, one of the things is because we're just plain ignorant. I mean, how do you, and the thing is, where do you separate it out? If you go down to the local farmer's market to buy your produce, and you go down to the local farmer's market to buy your produce, and should that local guy with a quarter-acre garden be under the same regulations and rules as the guy that's farming 200 acres?
No. No. But 200 acres is a little bit different because you're looking at commercial. But if I'm going to sell my commercial product into a wholesaler, the same regulations when I import foods in should be a part of the same.
So,
but what's happening is now, if we've got imported foods that don't have the same regulations as American farmers, does that make sense?
I mean, Jeff, you were the meat inspector. Why is it that four families can't go together, buy a cow, and butcher it themselves without being in violation of the law?
See, that's what they've done, and they've caused a lot of confusion in matters because you're trying to build this worldwide community, and then you're disadvantaging your own people. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
it's not right.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
For many years, I used to do just that, go in with one or two other people and buy a whole half of a cow or a whole half of a pig or whatever, and then you'd split it up. Well,
yeah,
if they don't let
you
do that anymore, it's crazy. I'd like to raise my own somewhere, you know, rental raise, and then you know.
I mean,
hold on. Oh, go ahead, Eric.
This is what gets you about the far left. The progressives, they say that America's not exceptional, we're no better than anybody else. I mean, why do they hold us to such a high standard and everything? You know?
They call themselves building a community. And
what kind of community, Jeff?
Worldwide conglomeration of people. This is headed toward the one world government thought, and that's what they're doing. So they're doing it in your trade. That's what the free trade agreement is all about, is they're controlling what you do and how you do it, so that therefore, no matter what happens, government has control over you and what you eat.
So you weren't here earlier, Jeff, because I brought this up earlier. They just changed their right to farm law in Michigan, and these folks had chickens, and they had 6 acres. Their lot was 6 acres, and they were not allowed to keep their chickens on their 6 acres anymore because of the zoning restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
How come you can't keep chickens on 6 acres, but you can have a 100-pound Great Dane? Does that make sense?
No, it does not. It does not. It's absolutely ridiculous. And once again, you know, when they zone like that, it forces you to have to do one thing. It forces you to have to change where you live. You understand? So you no longer have freedom. You know, we had two chickens when we were young. You know, how you get those peeps during Easter. Well, we had those things. And then all of a sudden, you couldn't keep them anymore inside the city. You know, we had a whole 1.8 acres of land with woods and everything in there. We had a coop garage where we kept the chickens. No, you can't have them anymore. And so, you know, what do? You're not allowed to provide for yourself anymore. That's what they want, for you not to provide for yourself.
They keep hollering about
it. So you can't be self-sufficient?
No.
They keep calling people like Jeff and I conspiracy theorists.
Right.
The law for this is already that the groundwork's already been laid in law.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people don't understand the Wickard versus Stillburn Supreme Court decision, which said it's illegal for you to grow wheat on your own land if the government tells you you can't for your own use. You can't grow wheat for your own use on your own land if the government says no, because you could upset the price of wheat for somebody who's selling wheat to make a living.
Right.
And once it's in case law, now you can apply that to any food.
Absolutely. 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people out here by me, they always, you know, they'll butcher a cow and they split it in half. I mean, I know so many people that do that. It's not even funny. And a pig, and whatever. That's real common out here by us. I don't know. I never knew that was against the law.
Are they doing butchering in their backyard? That's what I'm asking.
Are they doing the butchering themselves, or are they taking it to a butcher shop?
Taking it to a butcher. I tell you the place.
See, that's the thing. If they butchered it themselves, then they're in violation of the law. It has to go through an approved butcher shop. So my next-door neighbor and I can't just go down to the auction here, buy a cow, kill it in my backyard, and cut it up. That was my point.
Just like out here at the fair.
I know people that...
If you buy... Hold on, 440... If you buy a cow or some steer here, you have to take it to a processing plant. They will process it. They will deal with it.
Here's the difference.
They're sanitized.
That's the 4-H.
Right. So.
Yeah, that's the law. That's the law.
What's wrong with that?
That's the law for 4-H.
Because if I'm eating it myself and it's my choice, why should somebody force me to pay somebody else to cut it up? If I'm talking about me and my next door neighbor, and it's not leaving our house, our houses, why should I be forced to take it somewhere else if I don't want to? It's my animal. I paid for it. Why should I be forced to take it to somebody else to cut it up?
I know people that do that.
You're not
going
to be able to get around this through the fort.
I know that people. I know
you know
people
what you can
that
do
that. But
just call it a religion.
Most of the people take it to a butcher because they don't know how to do it. So, yeah. But I know people that do that.
A custom or a state butcher.
I got to take a break.
A custom.
I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends.
It's baseball time, Scrappers fans. The Scrappers return to Eastwood Field for the final homestand of the season, August 25th through the 30th. Highlighting the homestand is Buck Night, a post-game fireworks show, T-shirt and poster giveaways, fan appreciation night, and unused ticket nights. For more information, call 330-505-0000, friend them on Facebook, or visit mvscrappers.com. The Scrappers 2014 season is presented by Subway of Niles. Scrappers Baseball. Baseball with bite.
Sweet deals on News Talk 600. Your chance to try some of the best businesses in our area at a tremendous value. Every Friday morning at 9 a.m., log on to our website to take advantage of half-price gift certificates from our area restaurants, golf courses, spas, salons, and more. Visit our website and see upcoming deals and open offers that you can take advantage of right now. Every week, you'll find half-price deals from some of the area's best places to dine, play, and shop. So where else can you pay half price? Only right here at the home of the sweet deal. Visit our website and click on the link to see this week's deal, plus upcoming deals and open offers that are discounted even more. Then get ready to shop Fridays at 9 a.m. So make your half price deal, and within 10 minutes of your purchase, we'll email you a certificate to print. Sweet deals every Friday morning at 9 a.m. from 600WSOM.com.
Broadcasting from the Ford studios,
Ford F-150 has the muscle and mileage to get the job done. Get yours during summer spectacular sales events. For details, visit driveoneohio.com.
Celebrate the harvest at the 168th Annual Canfield Fair, August 27th through Labor Day. Our live broadcasts from the Canfield Fair are brought to you by Once Upon a Child and Plato's Closet of Boardman on Route 224. Keeping you up to date on tractor pulls and concerts like Reba McEntire and Justin Moore. For more information, including a complete schedule of events and concerts, visit canfieldfair.com. 6 days of family, friends, fun, and food at the 168th Annual Canfield Fair. And thanks to Once Upon a Child and Plato's Closet in Boardman, you won't miss a minute.
Hotels have been taking lessons from the airlines, and what they've learned is that you can tack on all kinds of charges for things that used to be included. Early departure fees, cancellation fees, and everything you can think of. You know what? It added up to $22 billion last year and is on target to exceed that this year. So be prepared and read your bill closely. Curious about Bitcoin? It's kind of complicated, but Bitcoin ATMs are starting to pop up here and there. The way they work is you put in your cash and you walk away empty-handed with nothing but a receipt showing that you now own however many bitcoins. It's not something to play with, but if you read up on it and you pay attention, you could come out ahead. The tiny house movement could be huge. More and more people are choosing to live in little houses, 800 square feet or less. Okay, it's not much room, but think how much money you save, and it puts you that much closer to the great outdoors. It just may be the next big thing in real estate. See our site for more info. I'm Stacey Cohen. You can learn more at consumeraffairs.com.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
Your mobile device does it all, including take your favorite station wherever you go. Download the free iHeartRadio app. You can listen to this station anywhere. Wake up with the morning show you love. Plus, discover over 1,500 different live and local stations. iHeartRadio works on iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, BlackBerry, and more. Download it free and join nearly 200 million others. Find it where you download apps or get started at iHeartRadio.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Well, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And I'm here in the Cumulus Radio tent with K105, Hot 101, and Y103. And we are WSOM, AM 600. And Jeff is here, and so is Mark Mangi and Sticks. And we'll be having the Lieutenant Governor come in and hang out with us shortly. Mary Taylor, she's going to talk about what's going on across the state. And so I'm looking forward to that. And during the break, they talked about meat all the way through. I didn't know meat was such a important topic.
Well, there's just a ton. I mean, there's so much regulation that goes into it. You know, I saw an article, a guy was talking, and he says, how come you can shoot a deer and tie it to the hood of your car and drive around all day long with it and cut it up in your backyard and put it in the freezer is not a problem, but you can't go down to your local auction, buy an animal, a cow, and bring it home and kill it in your backyard and butcher it and cut it up. And Jeff and I was talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't aware you had inspected slaughterhouses and uninspected slaughterhouses, right, Jeff?
Right.
You have custom butchers that where you probably could get away with two and three people bringing an animal in and cutting it up and, you know, dividing it up.
Well, see, I used to do that. I used to sell beef off the farm, and I took it to a guy down on Mounts Road by Minerva, Ohio. And everything that came out of there was stamped not for sale.
Yes.
But and the people that I sold the animal to, it wasn't considered
a sale
because they were buying the live animal from me. They weren't buying the actual cut up pieces of meat.
Right. That's how it's supposed to go. And that's how they get away with that. And custom and state inspected and custom shops were able to do that.
But custom shops are still inspected for cleanliness. About how
yes.
often?
Yes. I mean, not all of them. Not all of them are really inspected for them. You can go through there because I remember when I was working, one guy would never let anybody inside his plant. And so it was something else. But, you know, as you move through it, the not for sale had to be done after hours if you were in a state inspected plant.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, your deer had to be done after hours. It couldn't be done during your working hours of 6 in the morning till whatever, you know, 6 to 3 or 5, whatever time you did. Then you had to do a full cleanup, scrub down and disinfect for your next day's work. So all that deer hair and all of that stuff had to be out of the way and gone. And you know, especially during deer season, of course.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you guys something that you didn't know.
What is that?
The reason why you can carry a deer on your car for a week and nobody care if you cut it and kill it and eat it, because most people don't like deer meat.
Oh, deer meat's good.
I know. No, most people don't like deer meat. There's a lot of people that don't like deer meat. They like to hunt the deer, but they don't eat the deer.
Well, I don't know anybody
they don't
that
know
hunts
how to cook deer meat.
Actually, most people turn it into summer sausage.
That's because you are a hick from the six.
Deer steak.
It doesn't taste like chicken.
Chicken.
You know, I saw that one of those quiz show things that says what would Tyrannosaurus, if you could eat one, what is Tyrannosaurus Rex most likely to taste like? And it was like half a dozen answers, and one of them was chicken. Everything tastes like chicken.
Well, you know, my family used to be concerned about getting chicken because they wanted something that didn't have any poultry taste. What was I missing in that?
Wow. Oh. You want chicken with no...
Mark, are you a deer meat eater?
No, I don't eat deer meat.
Well, see what I mean? Most people don't like deer meat.
You have to grind it.
Have you ever had deer summer sausage?
You know, they put it in meatballs or sausage.
But have you ever had really good deer summer sausage?
I don't want to eat Bambi. I'm a city guy, grew up on Disney, and... You know, and mom and dad died in that horrible fire, leaving Bambi alone. Jeez, oh man! You know, and Thumper, I love Thumper, so I don't eat rabbits.
I do too. Right next to the potatoes and gravy.
I like Thumper for breakfast.
One of the morning TV shows had this 40-pound rabbit on it. Mm-hmm. I almost want to go see what a 40-pound rabbit.
Oh, you need to go see it. It's right here at the fair.
Yeah, it's here at the fair. Yeah, they
got to go see the 40-pound rabbit.
40-pound rabbit, I don't want to see. I don't like the ones that's in my front yard.
Oh, there's when it's mating season, they run around my backyard like crazy. You know,
yeah.
You can sit and watch them. I mean, they I don't know. And then they eat my mother's. They eat my wife's flowers and her what? And,
oh, yeah.
And whatever. And
yeah,
you need to trap them and make some Hassenpfeffer.
Make what?
Hassenpfeffer.
Hassenpfeffer.
What is Hassenpfeffer?
It's rabbit.
Rabbit.
It's a dish made from rabbit.
Okay.
He pulled his German out on you just
now. There's just some good rabbit stew, you know.
What does rabbit taste like?
Rabbit tastes
like
chicken.
It does taste
like
chicken. To a certain degree, a little gamey chicken, you know.
Yeah.
And
without the poultry taste.
I'll tell you what's bad. What's really hard to eat is Canada goose.
What?
Is geese.
Geese.
Wild geese is just really... Everybody
it's
I know
bad.
That goose hunts, they just turn it into jerky.
It's bad.
I couldn't even think of eating a goose.
I got a...
Tracy.
440, go ahead, because I can't hear you when they're talking. Everybody's talking on top of you.
Okay. I hunt. I have deer. And I'm telling you, if you cut it up and you put it in the freezer for like a couple of months, it loses all that gaminess taste. I have a brother-in-law and sister-in-law. They're rich, snooty, snotty people. They came over for dinner, and we had stew, and it was deer meat in it. And they said that they didn't like wild game. They never knew what they were eating. Never knew it.
440. I had the same thing happen at Thanksgiving, probably about 5 years ago. Nobody knew it except me and my father-in-law. I took the deer meat and I bled it. You just put it in cold water and leave it in there in the fridge for about 2 or 3 days, and it pulls all that gamey flavor out of it. And
you cook it
low and slow. You never know the difference. It's real lean, tastes real lean, like real lean beef.
They still don't know that they had deer. They still don't know it. I'm not going to tell them because, they're like real. They're city snotty. They got a lot of money, and they would have had a stroke if they knew they had deer.
Hey, 440. I'm gonna call you. They asked me the same thing with snake.
With
had
what?
No idea. They were gobbling. They were eating like it was crazy. They had no idea what it was. It was hilarious.
Yes, exactly. I wanted to tell them so bad, and I says, you know what? I can't do that to them. I just can't. I says, and you know what? The next time they come over, I'm going to have it again. So
they had a tray. They had a tray set up with little pieces of snake meat on toothpicks. People were gobbling this stuff up, laughing, talking. They had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
Do they have 4-H turkey? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I never saw a turkey out here. Oh, yeah, there's turkeys out here. We'll see if we can find out when the poultry sale
here?
Is.
You know what they sell them for, 4-H? The last year, they had one that sold for $2,200.
Yeah,
a friend of mine's
daughter just got reserve champion over at Stark County, and hers sold last night. $1,400 for a chicken.
Yeah.
Buck, buck, buck.
Listen, what about bear then? Why don't they have 4-H bears?
Bears.
Why not? You ever eat bear?
I have. I'm not a fan of it.
I have too.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, bear tastes like gamey beef.
You can get trichinosis from bear, though, can't you?
Sure.
Just like pork?
Just like pork, yeah. Yeah, you sure can.
A lot of people aren't aware of that.
Well, that's why
you
got to cook it.
Oh, go ahead, Mark.
Geese taste nasty.
You got to cook it a lot, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of the sportsmen's clubs in the area here, they have wild game night where they'll eat zebra and lion and all that stuff.
I went on a sales thing and they gave us kangaroo one time.
Kangaroo? What'd that taste like?
Kangaroo.
Nasty.
The nastiest piece of meat I ever tasted in my life. Nasty.
If you eat elk, you'll walk away from everything else.
Gator tail's good.
Who eats kangaroo?
People down under. I guess they served it at a sales meeting I was at one time.
Hey, tonight, here at the fair, this afternoon actually at 5:30, we've got the goat milk fudge auction. We've got the rabbit meat pen auction.
There you go.
And then we've got the market lamb and swine auction.
at 7 o'clock.
Make sure you get some of that goat fudge for Tracy.
Oh, man, that stuff's awesome.
It is.
She said she didn't want any.
I don't want no goat fudge.
Just put it out on the counter. She won't know the difference.
Oh,
yeah,
it's good.
We'll tell her what it is.
That's good. Tracy, you got to live.
Tomorrow at 5:30 is the chickens and turkey auctions. So come down and watch a $2,200 turkey sell.
One of the things that happens around here is bison. I've gotten it one time from a specialty store, but it's hard to find and it's kind of pricey, but it's real good, real good.
I got a bison ranch 6 miles from my house.
What's that
you
little,
can buy it right
that,
here in Middlefield.
Little town there, right on 45, that guy raises them there. Ellsworth.
Right.
Yeah, he raises them right there and sells them. He's got a little shop there and everything. He has them butchered and then sells them, yeah.
You can buy it in Middlefield, too, if you know Middlefield is at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guy that owns a farm behind me was raising buffalo cows, beefaloes.
Oh, yeah, beefalo, huh?
Crossbreed between a black Angus and a buffalo. They look weird.
They look weird. They grind up good, though.
Oh, yeah.
But, Tracy, when you come
yeah,
down
South
here.
Carolina.
When you come down here, I'm gonna get you one of the treats that we eat down here, and that's pan fried hog maws.
What?
Pan fried hog maws.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, hog maws.
I've had them, Tracy. They are good.
In
garbage.
Chitlins.
No, they belong in the garbage. No. They don't put them in my chitlins. I eat chitlins once a year.
Don't put no hog
maws in it.
Hog
maws
belong in chitlins. Details at 11. Maws are
not.
They're not.
You know the
chitlins.
Old time.
That's the stomach.
I know what it is. Chitlins and hog maws, but you don't fry them.
Yes, you do.
What
they
you come
fry
up with
chitlins,
that?
Tracy.
You can.
Huh?
You can.
They fry chitlins.
Yeah.
Little cornmeal and stuff, and they lay it in hot oil and they fry them. I won't do that, but.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you see that one little trailer over there? I'm trying to think of where it was at, but they had deep fried head cheese on a stick. Did you see that?
No.
I missed it.
I like hog head cheese.
It was deep fried head cheese. You guys didn't see
that? I mean, would have to fry that pretty quick. I mean, that would have to be really fast frying.
I don't know. I didn't have any. I tried a little once, and it was like, no, we're not doing this. really. It looks like they put in some kind of batter or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, do they have the fried Snicker bars there?
What fried candy do they have here?
I haven't seen fried candy. I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Deep fried Twinkie and fried Mars bar, something like that.
Twix bar.
I haven't seen it. I got to walk around and look, but somebody told me there's something around here.
There's
deep
a Twix
frying,
bar there.
Stick a Twix bar in a Twinkie and then deep fry it. Yeah, I heard about that. I got to go find it.
Man.
Got to get me one.
You going to try that?
Ooh, man.
The teeth will fall right out your mouth.
Serious sugar rush.
What is fried candy? What are you talking about?
They fried candy.
They deep fry
it. It is battered Snicker bar. They batter it up and fry it.
Blueberry is sheltered.
Oh.
You can get deep fried ice cream around here someplace.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I still
go to my cardiologist afterwards.
Tracy, when you come to South Carolina, if it's on the plate, don't ask, just enjoy it, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to get her down there, South. You watch. Paula and I are going to bring her down to Darlington for a race. We're going to get her down there somehow, even if we got to kidnap her.
She'll love it. She'll love it. She'll leave Youngstown. And Bubba will love it, too.
Did I miss my break?
You missed your break.
Oh, sorry.
It's 4 minutes after.
Should be a little
you
bit
guys
of
were talking.
News left.
But you're the one running the clock over there.
I'm busy over here. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. I'm going to kick it back to Gary. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Since 1936, App's goal has been your complete satisfaction and has become the nation's number one destination for electronics and appliances. For free delivery on thousands of items, visit abt.com. App, pleasing people since 1936.
For state-of-the-art made-for-iPhone hearing aids, call Centers for Hearing Care, 888-866-HEAR, 888-866-HEAR.
Do you find yourself constantly tired, or do you feel like your immune system is weak? Consider Super Immune Forte C1000 with bioflavonoids and Super D3. These drugless prescriptions can be a perfect antidote to help you overcome these problems. Contact Mason Wellness Center at 330-219-6250 or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
It can begin with an email, a phone call, a flyer in the mail, or perhaps a misleading website. Loan modification scams. They come in all shapes and sizes and under different names. Loan rescue firms, counseling services, mortgage consultants. Sometimes posing as a legitimate mortgage company willing to help you modify your loan and get caught up with your payments. But beware, these are highly trained con artists looking to steal your home. They often know who you are, where you live, and because it's public record, know if you are on the brink of foreclosure. You're not alone, however. The National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice have partnered to help homeowners identify and steer clear of these scam artists.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Protect your home and safeguard your finances. It only takes a little time to become informed. Start by finding a free legitimate housing counselor today.
Take the first step. Visit www.ncpc.org/mortgagefraud. That's ncpc.org/mortgagefraud. This message is from the National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
America's best talk. This is News Talk 600.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon, the show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends live here at the Canfield Fair, 168th year, and the weather is beautiful out here. Hope you guys are going to come out and enjoy the fair this year. The number here is 347-945-5229, and you're listening to us on WSOM AM 600. Want to thank Cumulus for allowing us to come out, and out here in the tent with me is Mark Mangi and Six, and Jeff went out to go find food. I think
he's scavenging.
Hungry now.
He's our recon guy.
Yeah, I know. What am I going to do with him? Jeez, oh, man. And now, will you come out here over the weekend, Six?
I don't know. I was thinking about coming out Saturday for the Reba show, but that's the same night as, that's Sunday night. They're racing at Atlanta, so.
It's the same night as what?
The Sprint Cup race in Atlanta.
Is that on the radio and television?
Yeah.
So you would stay home?
I'm not a big crowd guy, for one thing.
What?
I'm just not a big crowd guy. I just don't like crowds. And I really hate waiting in line.
What line?
What line?
Yeah.
There's lines everywhere.
There's not lines everywhere.
Especially on the weekends.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You can't walk up to a single food trailer without standing in line.
The good ones.
The good ones.
No, there are some here. You can walk straight up and do whatever you want.
But I don't
want to
spend my money on that stuff.
Don't be chicken. Mark, you going to be here all weekend?
You know what? I may be back out this weekend. You know, it depends. It's going to be hot here on Saturday. It's going to be a hot day. This is beautiful out here right now. I think it's upper 60s and it's cool and nice breeze. But if it's a little bit overcast on Saturday, I'll probably come out.
It's not raining.
I personally loathe the fair, and I come out here at least three times to make sure that I loathe it as much as I should.
Now, why do you loathe the fair?
Because it's crowded, and there's lines, just like you. But you know what? It's a lot of fun, and I usually end up seeing a lot of people that I know, and I get myself a sausage sandwich and go home. And fudge. I like fudge.
No, but you don't tour the barns.
I don't. I'm sorry.
You don't tour the barns.
No, I don't do the barns. I used to go. When my brother was buying the cows, I would come out there and I'd watch them bid, you know, and it was a lot of fun. And then I put it out of my mind for a year.
Well, you should come back tonight and go buy some chickens.
You're in private practice, correct? Yes.
See, you can write off the difference between what you pay for the chicken,
yes,
and the full and the fair market value,
yes,
as advertising,
yes,
and add a little bit to some young kids' college fund.
Chickens better come in wings, buffaloed.
No, they come frozen, whole roasters. They come frozen as a whole roaster.
Okay.
Your wife doesn't roast chicken.
Well, she does, but we haven't done a roast chicken for a while. Lately, she's been sautéing.
Well,
can I saute the roast chicken?
Yes, you can saute the roast chicken. I'll tell you what, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh man, it is. I have
roasted poultry once a year at Thanksgiving, and we do the turkey and that, but we've never been a roast chicken.
You could buy some rabbits tonight.
I could buy some.
Some rabbits.
I don't want to roast rabbits, stuff.
You could deep fry.
I could deep fry.
What is Mark going to do with a rabbit? What everybody else does with market rabbits, you eat them.
I could make gloves out of a rabbit.
Would have a lucky rabbit's foot.
My wife has a rabbit coat.
There you go, and you'd have a lucky rabbit's foot to wear on your keychain.
And that rabbit coat's very, very warm, and it's very, very heavy.
People don't realize how nice real fur is. Real fur clothing is.
Yeah, it's nice. Now, we're not one of those anti-fur people. My wife has a number of furs.
I've got a friend that traps, and he made a raccoon bedspread for his bed.
Wow.
It was awesome. Warm?
Yeah.
Just unbelievably warm and soft. And, it's just amazing.
Hey, Trace, you got any fur coats?
Real fur.
No, but I want one.
Everybody should have one. Those anti-fur people drive me a little crazy. They kill stuff for shoes and there's nothing better than a nice warm fur coat.
Mark, let me tell you something. If I ever get a chance, I will have a mink jacket, a full length mink coat, and a fox, and a beaver. I do have one beaver, but it was a leather beaver, and the leather wore out, but the beaver's still good, so I got to go to a furrier and get it redone something.
But you know what's weird around here? If you wear them, people give you looks. It's politically incorrect to wear these things. So we kind of have to bite the bullet when my wife puts her stuff on to wear. But my mother wore them everywhere, and then I know a lady who didn't have any coat that wasn't a fur coat.
Well,
she was very proud of it.
Well, the thing is, I mean, these anti-fur people are crazy anyways, because they'll do things like raid mink ranches and turn all the minks loose. And you know what happens to a tame mink if you turn it loose?
I imagine it would die.
It dies rather quickly.
Wait a minute, say that again. What happens to a well?
We have a lot of mink ranches here in Ohio.
People show them here.
Yeah, people that raise minks. Okay.
Yeah.
And these anti-fur people will break into these mink ranches and turn the minks loose. And if you turn a tame mink loose, it's going to die rather quickly. So rather than being killed in a slaughter facility where it's killed quickly and humanely, they turn them loose and let them starve to death. Not acclimated to being wild animals.
They don't have an animal hide.
It'd be like turning a cow loose.
They have since the beginning of time.
No.
What?
You turn a domestic cow loose. There are two domestic animals that go back to the wild quickly enough that they don't die. Horses and pigs. You can turn hogs loose, and they will go right back. They'll find a swamp someplace, and they'll reproduce, and they'll be fine.
But I can't turn a cow loose?
And horses are the same way. Cows, no. Cows will die.
How about kids?
Kids? Did you say kids? You mean like baby goats?
No.
Oh, you mean like human children?
My children.
Human children. I don't know. I've seen an awful lot of pretty...
People
wild
do that now.
Human children, yeah.
Only if they're raised by wolves or something, you know.
Yeah. Mowgli.
There we go.
Yesterday, I saw a young kid in a stroller, and he was in the intersection on one of the fairways here at the fair, and he was screaming bloody murder for no reason, and he got away with it, and they were trying to quiet him down, but they couldn't get him to stop.
And he was at least, even though he was maybe in his three.
That's what babies do when they're two or three.
No, they don't. My mom never let me scream like that. Bloody, I was not allowed.
I bet you did. She just ignored you until you stopped.
Oh, no.
The problem is the parents that try to make them stop.
No, my mom did not let me scream like that.
Would she jerk you up by one arm and just start wailing?
I don't remember then, but I was never allowed. I mean, there was always a point of I've never had a tantrum. And if I did, I only had it maybe once and a half.
Well, my parents would take us out. I mean, we wouldn't be allowed to misbehave that way. Not today. They just, you know, they're talking on the phone and the kid is screaming. They're eating their sandwich and the kid is screaming. They're drinking their beer and the kid is screaming and screams and screams and screams.
No.
Then they
go,
shh, now don't do that. Don't do that.
My earlobe grew like 5 inches from the time I was like three until I was seven. One of them would grab a hold of that ear, and you were going out of church.
Yeah, now they call social services on you.
Well, social services.
There's a lot of people out here this morning.
It's a beautiful day for us.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful day. Well, we got the band shows today.
Yeah.
The high school band shows are all today. And
that was Western Reserve that was the blue shirts walking around here.
I just saw some West Branch kids going past, and I think there's some Sebring kids. So it's good to see the kids. I mean, you know, it's...
And they get out of school because a lot of them are in school now.
Is there any... I didn't think any of the schools in Mahoning County started till after the fair.
No.
Actually, a lot of them do.
A lot of them
do.
Because I know West Branch does not start until after the fair.
And I don't think Boardman starts until after.
Sebring doesn't either, I believe.
But you know they have to make sure everybody gets their day. They but on the other hand, they figured out. I guess they count the time different now in Ohio. They used to count how many days. Now they count how many hours.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a school that they're going to because of a fire or something. They're going to extend the school day a half an hour so they finish up the same day, even though they're starting a couple of weeks later or something.
Yeah. So I don't know. They had this thing on TV I saw the other day. They said students aren't getting enough sleep and they shouldn't start school till 8:30. And I kind of agree with that because these kids are, you know, sleepwalking.
If you go home if you go home when the street lights come on
and go to bed at 9 o'clock
like we did, and have to go to bed and
because
make a custom of that, then you don't have to worry about them not getting their rest at night.
I think I was about 9 maybe when I started getting up at 5 o'clock with Mom to go to the barn and milk before school. I don't ever remember going to school sleepy.
Well,
I was in bed at
7:15. I mean, that's pretty early to start kids at school at 7:15 in the morning.
But it's okay. No, I did. I was up because we had to go to the bus stop.
What time?
I had to be there. I think I want to say it was about 5 till 7.
Yeah, you know, I don't see the wisdom of that other than the fact that they needed the time to for the football team to practice after school.
I had a 45-minute bus ride to school.
Whoa.
We started school at
elementary.
The elementary school started at 9:05, and I think the elementary school started at 8:05 because they ran basically the same school bus route twice.
Yeah.
And the high school kids went early, and the grade school kids went later, and then of course the grade school kids got off. The high school kids picked up the grade school kids because they only made one route in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You know, I started school. I think my school started at 7:45, but my wife started at 7:15. Oh, I see some important people coming here. I don't.
I will.
These are mucky mucks.
Yes.
These are good. You know. Here, let her come over here.
So, what did you say, Mark? There's a mucky muck?
We've got important people behind you.
Oh, there they are, the mucky mucks.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Chairman Monroe, you're going to come up here and start talking with us?
We got important people, and we're going to get them up here.
Hi, Chairman Monroe. Have a seat.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Mark.
Welcome to the Canfield Fair.
Thank you.
You having a good show so far?
Yes, we are.
Are we on the air right now?
Yes, we are. We're broadcasting live from the Canfield Fair, and we have Mark Monroe, who is the chairman of the Mahoning County Republican Party. He's coming in to sit down with us for a little while. I think Mary Taylor has arrived here to the fair, and she'll be with us shortly.
Isn't technology amazing?
It is. It is.
And you've got good weather today?
Yes, we do.
And you have heard that the lieutenant governor of the state of Ohio is going to be here in just a few minutes.
I heard that.
And what a great public servant Mary Taylor is. We are so fortunate to have her in government.
Yes, she is. She's a great lady. She's a smart woman.
Yes, she is.
And she carries herself with class, and she just makes it so that when she does a job, she does it well.
So what's on the schedule for this morning?
Oh, we've talked about cows and GMOs, and we've talked about shoes, and
we learned about deer meat. We learned about bear meat. We learned about rabbit meat and how to skin a rabbit and how they it was an interesting morning.
It's talked about a little
full of all sorts of farm stuff.
Well, listen, there was some exciting news yesterday. The governor, John Kasich, appointed a new Common Pleas Court judge from Mahoning County to replace retiring judge Jim Evans. And that person is Shirley Christian. And I've gotten to know Shirley over the course of the appointment process. What a remarkable attorney. What a great woman she is. She's going to be just a great, a fabulous Common Pleas Court judge. She's going to take office on October 2nd following Judge Evans' retirement. And we are so fortunate to have good quality people like that willing to step forward and serve the public.
That is so awesome. She's a great woman. She has wonderful experience, a great background. And another female on the bench. I tell you, Republicans, you guys promote women.
Well, of course, we support women, we support men, we support anybody who's well qualified to hold public office.
I heard yesterday that the first lieutenant governor, the first auditor of the state of Ohio, they were all Republicans that were female.
Absolutely. And why don't we get more credit for that?
I'm not quite sure why no one finds those things out, that when you come into the Republican Party, it's all-inclusive, and if you want to be a part of it, they will take you where you want to go because they're looking for good people to do great things and make good government.
And who was the first African-American candidate for governor in the state of Ohio?
I don't know. It wasn't me.
Does Ken Blackwell sound familiar?
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
He was indeed.
As a matter of fact, he was the first African-American statewide office holder, wasn't he, to be elected?
Well, he was. I know Ken Blackwell served both as the Secretary of State of Ohio
and as
the Treasurer of the state of Ohio.
And so I believe he was. I'm not quite sure. I'd have to check my facts on that. But I do know that we've always been inclusive when it came to African-Americans, when it came to females. They just want good government, and they support people, good people.
Well, my greatest frustration as serving as a county party chairman is encouraging good people to get involved in public life and public service, because to the extent that we don't encourage and attract and recruit the best possible people, bad things happen, and bad things have happened when good people don't get involved.
Do you think that is because we don't teach our young people that it's important to serve in public office? And it's because I was being raised, we were taught to be patriotic. They instilled to have a sense of embrace for the country in which we live. And you don't see that right now. You don't see where we're proud to be called American. And it's an honor and a privilege to serve our community.
Well, you talk about what people are being taught these days, and it, you know, it breaks your heart to see that so many young people are having difficulty in schools. They don't have a strong family structure to support them. And if you don't have if you don't come from a strong family, if you don't have that encouragement as a young person to go to school, to learn those values that are so important in our lives, to learn about personal responsibility, that you know, things we do have can have consequences. To learn the value of hard work, to learn the importance of taking care of yourself and taking care of your friends and family. If you don't grow up with that, you know, you can have a troubled life.
Yeah, you can. But I just noticed that it's so important. I know our governor is all about education.
Yes,
he is.
He's
all about family and trying to make sure that people have the advantage for a brighter future here in the state of Ohio. So that they, the parents are working, that they have the education that's needed, they are skilled, and that they're prepared, and their children go to school so they can be prepared and be productive as adults also.
I love to hear John Kasich talk about Ohio,
yeah,
and about his love for the state and about how he wants to spend every one of his waking moments making Ohio a better place to live, work, and play. That's all I hear him talk about. It's amazing. And when it comes to education, his remarkable concept about higher education that, you know, we should be focusing on outcomes, not just enrollment. It doesn't matter how many people might be enrolled in a university. It matters how many people actually graduate from that university. And they're actually being educated and trained for jobs that actually exist and are needed in the society.
You know, I tell people often, where I am in the Republican Party, you meet a lot of people. And I can honestly say, with and put my name on it, that Governor Kasich and Mary Taylor really care about the people and not the politics.
There's no doubt about that. I've seen Governor Kasich made a lot of decisions that have not always been popular with his own within his own party. But he's made those decisions based on his own moral compass and what he thinks is right for the right for Ohio. And Tracy, I'm going to excuse myself because Mary Taylor is due to arrive here in just a little bit, and I'm going to go out and greet her and welcome her to Mahoning County.
Now, hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600, and I have Chairman Mark Monroe from the Mahoning County Republican Party, and I don't get him to sit down with me that often, even though he is a colleague of mine and a friend, and I get in here, and what does he do? He tells me he's got to leave.
But I'll be back.
You'll come back and hang out with us again?
Well, we'll see.
And listen, I'm going to take a break, and Mark's going to go find the lieutenant governor and make sure she gets here safely. I've got Six and Mark Manji here with me. Jeff is around here somewhere. And you've been listening to Tracy and Friends again on WSOM, and we will be right back.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
I'm Julio Flores with your headline news. A grand jury has charged a suspect less than 1 week after a Warren man was murdered in his mother's home. The Trumbull County grand jury handed up an indictment on Thursday charging 49-year-old Gregory Brewer with aggravated murder, aggravated robbery, and tampering with evidence. Brewer is to be arraigned Friday morning for killing 55-year-old Dominic Bufano. A man pulled a handgun inside the Cashland in Midlothian Boulevard Tuesday morning and ordered all three employees to empty their cash drawers into the bag. What the robber didn't know is that one of the bundles of cash in his bag of loot contained a hidden GPS tracking device. Authorities traced the stolen loot along I-680 to Youngstown's north side. Using the description of the suspect, police arrested 32-year-old Lisa Edge in the parking lot of the Enterprise Car Rental at Raven and Fifth Avenues just minutes after the robbery. For WSOM News, I'm Julio Flores.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming. but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
The newest Panera Bread with drive-thru is now open on Market Street in Boardman next to Southwoods Commons. Join Panera Bread as they celebrate all week long with special offers, including $5 gift cards when you purchase a U-Pick 2 and half-price breakfast sandwiches and souffles. The second Boardman location offers the same great Panera items that you love with the convenience of a drive-thru. Stop by and visit us today. Panera Bread, now open on Market Street in Boardman next to Southwoods Commons.
Hi, this is Bill Johnson. I'm your congressman. You know, I've spent so much time visiting and talking with folks across eastern and southeastern Ohio. We've talked about keeping America energy independent and forcing the federal government to live by a responsible budget. We've talked about helping our veterans, reining in the IRS, and even my new project that encourages fatherhood. These discussions help me each time I travel to Washington to represent you in Congress. Although I go there to cast my votes, my family and I live right here in Ohio. And I can do my job even better when I hear from you. That's why I'll be at the Canfield Fair to hear your thoughts on issues important to you.
I'm glad Bill Johnson is coming to the fair. He's not like the politicians in Washington. He's one of us.
My family enjoys the county fair, and we're looking forward to talking with Bill Johnson.
Join Bill Johnson at the Canfield Fair. For a full list of fairs that Bill Johnson will attend, or to connect with Bill, visit BillJohnsonLeads.com. Paid for by Johnson for Congress.
Take part in Ohio's largest and finest Frontier Era Festival, featuring old-time music, arts, and crafts. The Great Trail Festival at Malvern, Ohio this weekend. An 18th century colonial marketplace featuring many of America's finest artisans and craftspersons demonstrating their skills and offering their wares. The whole family will love seeing the Scottish Pipers, the Storybook Village, and the famous Great Trail Buffalo Herd. Enjoy the wonderful taste and aroma of hearty kettle-cooked foods. Step into history at the Great Trail Festival. Two weekends, August 23rd, 24th, and August 30th, 31st, and September 1st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located on State Route 43, just 18 miles south of Canton at Malvern, Ohio. Visit our website at greattrailfestival.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We're waiting on the Lieutenant Governor to come over here and sit down with us. But right now, I'm still talking to Mark and to Six, and if somebody will give me a schedule of events, I want to go through them for this weekend so you guys will know what's coming up so that you can come out to the Canfield Fair. It looks like we're going to have great weather this year, and we want you to come out and join us. Make sure you stop into the Radio Center tent and say hi to the people in here. This is going to be a great day. Reba's McIntyre is going to be here, I think, Sunday night.
Yes, Sunday night's Reba, and Monday night is Justin Moore and Randy House.
MC the Reba McIntyre event.
Talk to Doug.
I can sing. We can do
You've
a duet.
You've got to get permission from Doug.
Can I do a duet?
That's up to Doug.
He wants to leave here with
his words. You guys are so
mean. I'll
talk
to tonight. Doug for you.
Tonight is the high. Well, this afternoon is the high school band show. I hear them behind us. It's over in the grandstand. It's free and open to the public. So while you're out here, you can always just go over to the grandstand while it's going on. It's going to be taking place from 11 o'clock and probably until about 3 or 4. And then tonight's going to be bike night.
Bike night, yes.
And so you bring your tricycles out here?
No, I would say more like your Harleys and your Indians.
Not bicycles?
No.
It says bike night.
That's motorcycle night, Tracy. Tracy, you got to get with the lingo.
It says bike night.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you show up at bike night out of BB Rooners with your 10-speed, they're going to laugh at you.
They bring them right up here, don't they? I was here
last year.
Yeah, they were coming in when we were in the afternoon last year. They were coming in.
And tonight's the judging schedule for a lot of things. They're doing a lot of goats and cattle and.
Yeah, most of it's over. Most of it's over by now. You've got ponies at one this afternoon. You've got costume class for pygmy goats at 2. Brown Swiss and Ayrshire dairy cattle at 4. Milking shorthorn dairy cattle at 4. Draft youth horses and pony hitches. But the important thing is at 5:30 we've got the 4-H auctions. That's the important part of it today. Send a kid to college. I can't emphasize that enough. These kids, you don't realize how many hours these kids put into these projects. I'm telling you.
They're going to make me kill Bambi.
It's not Bambi.
It is Bambi.
Bambi's a deer.
Oh, then they're going to make me kill, Charlotte.
Charlotte was the spider.
Pig. Oh, was Charlotte the spider?
Yes.
Charlotte's Web?
Charlotte's Web. Charlotte,
yeah, Charlotte was a spider, huh?
Yes.
What was the name of the pig?
Wilbur.
There you go.
Wilbur.
You can't kill Wilbur.
Wilbur.
No, not that Wilbur, Jim. Wilbur the pig. No, that's the one. On Friday night, tomorrow night is Wags and Wiggle.
What?
No, they're sponsoring. Tomorrow, Sticks is going to be doing the Cannesville Fair Stick 'em Up contest.
I still have no idea what that is, and I haven't found anybody to ask yet. I have no idea what the Stick 'em Up contest is. But I got a funny feeling if you bring a loaded firearm, it's probably not part of the contest.
It says Stick 'em Up.
22 from the shooting gallery. There.
Arts and Crafts One Day Special. I don't know what that is.
Actually, I won't even go there. Tomorrow is Youngstown State University Day.
Yeah. And the world's largest demolition derby.
The world's largest demolition derby?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do? What is that?
You take old cars and you run them into one another until there's only one moving.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Why do men get in a car?
It's not just men.
It's got to be because women are smarter than that.
No. You got a lot of women that do demolition derby. You got a lot of women who do tractor pulling. As a matter of fact, we've got friends that she's actually, they can take the same tractor and about 60% of the time she'll outpull her husband.
Move back. Mark?
Yes, ma'am.
What is up with the demolition derby? Do you do demolition derby?
Only if I'm driving and down the street and I kind of do something wrong and I crash into somebody. And my wife says I drive like I'm in a demolition derby.
So it is a male thing.
Well, actually they're kind of neat. They go, crash into each other. It's wonderful.
It's great stress relief for your road rage.
Do they get whiplash?
No. It's not that fast. They water the track down and stuff. I don't think they get moving over about 15 mile an hour.
Well, how fast are they going?
That's what I said. I don't think they get moving over about 15 mile an hour.
Is that all? So it's like bumper cars.
Yeah.
Full-size
cars.
Actually, it looks very therapeutic. I mean, you get it. You could crash into stuff. It's wonderful.
That does look like a fun, wouldn't it? That would be fun.
It is. It is. It's very fun.
Is that the person we need
to
be talking to?
Well, listen, I'm going
to
take another break, and the lieutenant governor has arrived. I'm going to take a break and get her situated, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And, Gary, if you give me about 2 commercials so I can get Lieutenant Governor Taylor sitting down, and we'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios.
Ford Escape is ready for whatever may come your way this summer with EcoBoost technology and foot-activated liftgate. For details, visit drive1ohio.com.
Are we paying too much? What'll happen if we have a claim? Do these insurance worries sound familiar? At Grange, we know one sure way to cross insurance off your worry list. Talk to a Grange independent agent.
If you're an insurance worrier, the experts at Crab Insurance Agency, your Grange independent agent, has a message for you. Don't worry. We've got this. Call Crab Insurance in Salem at 330-332-1586.
Products not available in all states.
It's baseball time, Scrappers fans. The Scrappers return to Eastwood Field for the final homestand of the season, August 25th through the 30th. Highlighting the homestand is Buck Night, a post-game fireworks show, T-shirt and poster giveaways, fan appreciation night, and unused ticket nights. For more information, call 330-505-0000, friend them on Facebook, or visit mvscrappers.com. The Scrappers 2014 season is presented by Subway of Niles. Scrappers baseball, baseball with bite.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Real good.
Do you?
Very good. I agree.
Absolutely.
Keep her on.
Well, listen, we're back now. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And we have Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor with us from the state of Ohio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
And welcome to WSOM and welcome to our tent and welcome to our fair.
It's great to be here.
I'm so glad that you came up to the Mahoning Valley to hang out with us. Tell us a little bit why you're here.
Well, I'm here today, of course, to visit the fair, and thank you to whoever ordered this beautiful weather. It's a great day to be at the Canfield Fair, and I'm looking forward to walking around and meeting some folks. Also this afternoon, the governor and I will be in Youngstown for an endorsement announcement, which I won't give away who it is, but we're really excited to continue to get endorsements from associations across the state of Ohio that represent businesses and the people who work in those businesses. So it's going to be a great day in the Valley.
Ohio Work.
Ohio Work.
Ohio Work. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think it's a very good representation of what's been going on here the last 4 years. As you recall, when Governor Kasich and I came into office, we had an $8 billion budget deficit. We filled that budget deficit without raising taxes. In fact, we cut taxes. $8 billion in taxes altogether have been cut, or $8 billion, $3 billion in taxes in total have been cut, 10% tax cut for individuals. This year for small businesses, a 75% tax cut. And we're going to continue to improve Ohio's economy. We eliminated the death tax, great for family farmers, great for people here at the fair today. The private sector has created over 250,000 jobs since we took office, and Ohio Works. And it's we're pleased that we are moving in the right direction. And, of course, Governor Kasich and I are out on the campaign trail hoping to get four more years to keep Ohio on the right track.
Tell us a little bit about you. We hear a lot about the governor, but you're the lieutenant governor, and you do a great job. You work in different capacities as an administrator while being the lieutenant governor. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing for the last 4 years.
Well, as the lieutenant governor, I'm part of the governor's cabinet through the position that I serve as the director of the Ohio Department of Insurance, and we are responsible for regulating the industry in Ohio and protecting consumers. We've been very involved with the Affordable Care Act and as it's been rolled out from a federal perspective, and so that's, of course, very important to us and very important to Ohioans. I also lead our Common Sense Initiative, where we are looking at regulations and rules that impact business and getting rid of the ones that don't make sense and getting rid of the rules and regulations that are preventing our job creators from creating jobs in Ohio.
Wow. That's a lot.
And I'm a mom. My two sons are 23 and 20. And, of course, I'm a wife. So, I'm very pleased with where I am. And, you know, it's great to be a mom, and it's great to understand the challenges that working moms face and, you know, moms all over the state of Ohio.
Talk a little bit about that, the passion that you have about working moms and women who are trying to make a living working and trying to be mom and wife, too. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I face the same challenges I believe all working moms do. I have worked all of my professional career. What I have discovered that works best is that you have the right support from the people at home, and that, you know, my husband and I have, we have a way that we do our schedule. We communicate, we talk about who's doing what. My boys are older now, so it's not as big of a challenge. But we just try to make sure that we're there for our kids. I always made it a priority to attend sporting events and school events, things that were important to my kids. I think working moms all over the state of Ohio try to do those same things. I've always said you set your priorities and you stick to your priorities, and it all works out in the end. And I think that I appreciate the work of working moms across the state of Ohio. I know how important they are to the workforce. I also know how important they are to those serving in positions in government. I think it's important to have a woman at the table when important issues are being discussed. I think that we bring a unique perspective, and I think it makes policy decisions in the end better because a woman participated.
Ohio, moving forward, what should we expect with another Kasich Taylor administration?
Well, the governor has said he wants to continue to look at cutting the personal income tax in Ohio to make our state even more competitive, to bring jobs to our state, and to get more Ohioans back to work. We're going to continue to focus on education and workforce transformation efforts where we have all of our education, whether it's K through 12, whether it's higher ed, our vocational or career center training, making sure that it's connected to the business community in a way that we have the right courses and the right training programs in place to train folks for the jobs that actually exist today, making sure that every student who attends school has the opportunity for a career, and that career may start right after high school because they've been properly trained to get right into a field of work, or it may mean a 2 or 4 year college, and making sure our students realize what all of their opportunities are and take advantage of those.
How important is it that we start changing our conversation about trades and getting young people prepared while they're still in school for having skill as well as even if they go to college?
I think that is a vitally important. I can tell you again, speaking as a mom, but also as I've traveled this state as lieutenant governor, manufacturing is very strong in our state, and we need skilled workers to take those jobs, and those jobs actually exist. I've visited many manufacturing facilities that would hire as many welders as you could give them if they had the proper training. And so that's just one example. Of course, here in the Valley, in the eastern part of the state, you've got shale and all of the job opportunities that exist there. We're talking about, you know, well-paying jobs that you can support your family, and I think that's what Ohioans are looking for. So I think as Ohioans, as parents, and those of us, again, in elective office, we need to reach out and make sure that we all understand the importance of having the right trained, skilled labor to take the kind of jobs that exist here in Ohio, and I think we need to change the conversation around the importance of that and the fact that it's valuable work. And it's important work, and it really, you can support your family through that work.
I think so, because a lot of times, you know, I think only 30% of our population actually goes to college and completes it, and everyone else, you know, we go and get jobs. And having a skill and making a living with using your hands is not a bad thing, and I think we need to promote that and let people know that skilled trade, having a talent, working with your hands, becoming a plumber, a welder, that's very, very important to the infrastructure and our future as America and as Ohio.
Absolutely, and I think the more we talk about it, I think the easier it's going to be to talk about it, and I think that as we continue to transform our programs, education programs, to understand that this is necessary, one of the things the governor just signed in his mid-biennial review budget is to take our career center of vocational training down into the middle school, so exposing kids in the 7th and 8th grade earlier to what all of their opportunities are. Let's just be honest, not every kid is going to go to college, not every kid wants to go to college. We all have different talents. We all have different goals for our lives and different things we want to accomplish. And I think we should support our kids with whatever it is they want to do.
And it's, you know, I think it's very, very important that we begin to do this and understand that and promote it. Because as we're raising children, they need to have hope. And they need to know that they can become whatever they choose. And getting them good education and opening up doors for opportunity and various fields will be beneficial to the quality of life.
Absolutely, and that's really what I think our ultimate goal is, and the American dream. And everybody's American dream is defined a little bit differently. And I know it's hard for parents who maybe have their heart set on their kids going to college from the day they were born, and then sometime during the course of their lives they realize, you know what, my talent is someplace else, and my value is someplace else, and that's what I want to do. And I think it's good. I think it's okay.
And
I think we need to make it okay.
And then I've talked to some young people, and I've told them, go get a skill, and if you want to go to college, work your way through college so that you don't incur the debt.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just create ways of financing where you're going so that you're not incurring all of the cumbersome debt when you get out. If you have a skill, you can do part-time work and have a skilled trade, go to school, and then become an owner of a business because of the education that you've gotten from both.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I think that is the future of this state, and I think that as we talk about it more and more, I believe more young kids will realize their own dreams because that is what they want to do.
Do you realize we're almost to Election Day?
Yes, I do. It is just around the corner.
I mean, people in Ohio are going to start voting in a couple weeks. Labor Day is here.
Yes.
And you guys have been crisscrossing the state. It's amazing. I don't know how you guys do it.
Well, you know what? It's when we get a chance to sit down and talk to people like you here at the fair today, this is what keeps us going. It's great to serve in office as long as you feel like you're moving the state in a positive direction. And as long as that's the case, Governor Kasich and I both want to continue to serve. Ohio is on a better path. We're on the right track right now, and we want to keep Ohio going. And the thing the governor has really reinforced lately, when he was in Congress, they balanced the budget. They had trillions of dollars of surpluses. Where are we today in Washington? The opposite, trillions of dollars in debt. If you don't change the culture within state government or within government, then any short-term gains can be lost quickly. So our goal is to leave it more sustainable and to make sure that Ohio stays on a good path for all future generations of Ohioans.
Lieutenant Governor, you are a very, very smart woman. You are degreed. You're a CPA. You could do anything that you chose. Why did you come back into public life?
Well, that's a great question. I did choose to do something very different. I am a CPA, and I was in the private sector for the better part of my professional career. And when the opportunity came to get involved in public service, it all had to do with a local development issue that was of great interest to my community and me personally. I had the opportunity to step up and serve, and it's really rewarding. It's great to know that you can make a difference that has a positive impact on the lives of people, and to see what we've done and what we've been able to impact for the last 4 years by balancing our budget, making our state fiscally strong, bringing new businesses and new jobs to our state, helping to retain jobs that we already have here, helping businesses that exist here to grow. It is very rewarding, and I've really, really appreciated the opportunity to serve.
Well, I'm so thankful that you decided to come and hang out with us today. It is an honor and blessing to support you as Lieutenant Governor and the Governor of the State of Ohio. I want to thank your staff for allowing you to come and sit down with me today. It is an honor.
Thank you, Tracy.
And I tell anyone, if you really want to have a better quality of life and a better future for Ohio, you want to go out and support Kasich Taylor this upcoming November.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Thank you. Hey, we're at the end of the day, and it's time for us to say goodbye. Mark, you have any comments before we go?
Tracy, you're doing a great job, and what a treat it is to have Mary Taylor here with
Absolutely.
Us today.
Absolutely.
I love to hear both Mary Taylor and her boss, the governor, talk about Ohio, what a great place it is to live, work, and play. And whenever they're together, that's all they talk about, is how they can make this a better place for all of us. And I so much appreciate everything they've done and everything they're going to do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the future of Ohio. And with the leadership, I really, really am.
We're in good hands, Tracy.
That team is awesome. I don't think we could find a better governor and lieutenant governor in the nation at this time that we're in. So thank you. Listen, I'm going to say thank you to everyone. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends on WSOM AM 600. I want to thank Gary and Cumulus Radio. Hey, Wes, I'm sorry I missed the top of the hour break. I won't do it again. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists.
We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from the ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. More than 1,500 people in West Africa have died from Ebola. Now, U.S. health officials are about to begin human testing on a vaccine that could make it a thing of the past.
Human volunteers will not be infected with Ebola in the U.S. government study. Dr. Anthony Fauci says they will be given a vaccine to see if they develop an immunity.
We have accelerated the timeline for testing experimental Ebola vaccines that we have been developing for several years.
Fauci calls this a health emergency that demands an all-hands-on-deck response. Ann Compton, ABC News, The White House.
There are reports that Joan Rivers has been hospitalized. The New York City Fire Department confirms they transported a woman in cardiac arrest to a hospital. It is believed to be the comedian, but fire officials won't confirm it. Ukraine calling for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, saying Russia's forces have raided two eastern cities.
Ukraine is admitting its troops are retreating, and Russian forces are now in control.
Hello.
Yeah.
Michigan man, what's going on?
No, I ain't Michigan. This Alabama.
Oh. From a distance, you sound like Michigan man. Let me get a little bit closer. Yeah, you're right. You are Alabama.
That who was that lady they had on there?
She's running for lieutenant governor, and she made some mistakes. She said that. She talked about the trillions of dollars that Ohio has saved.